Psalm 122. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight that we have the opportunity to come and hear beautiful singing, to lift your name up in prayer tonight already, to hear testimonies about what you've done in lives. Heavenly Father, it's a joy, a privilege that we have here in this country just to come and worship and pray to you and not in fear of punishment. And Lord, we give you praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. I hope you were glad tonight to be able to come here. Amen? I was. I'd rather be here any day than in the hospital. And I just enjoy being with God's people. You have so bad looks on your faces. You need to smile a little bit more, okay? You know, David said in this passage of Scripture, and he was glad when they said unto me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." You see, he was thrilled to be invited to go and just praise God in God's house. Now, you know, that's something that people don't do today. They're not glad to be in the Lord's house. But here the writer, he was just thrilled that he was able to come to the Lord's house. You know, I'm reminded that when we went on mission trips, that in Africa, those people were very glad to be in the house of the Lord. They would sit there and just praise God and sing praises to God all day long. And I think about that ought to be our privilege, our joy to come into the Lord's house and just be with one another and fellowship one another. I can see here as he anticipated going in to Jerusalem that he was glad that he was able to go and just praise God in the with the people there and the temple there. And you know, folks, that is the spirit we ought to be in our own lives. On Sunday morning, it is a privilege. I believe we have just to come worship God and praise God and know that, you know, he's delivered us through all kinds of perils this week, you know? Have you ever thought about the things that could have happened to you that didn't happen to you? And I believe we ought to praise God for those things. You know, I was sitting here talking, thinking about when they were talking. One night I was down to the farm, and there's nobody down there. There's nobody around you in case you get hurt or anything like that. It had been raining. There's no doubt about that. And I stepped out on the front porch in my sneakers, and my feet just went out from under me, and I came down and sat right on the edge of that. Oh, you know, for a minute there I thought, "Lord, am I ever going to be able to get up from this place?" It hurt so bad. And there was nobody out there to holler help with. It was just a dark night. And I said, "Well, I got to get up and get back in the house." And you know, I didn't even bruise. I was just a bit sore the next day. But you know, I just praise God that if I'd hit my head on the brick, well, boy, that would have really broke those brick. But, you know, you got so many things that you go through every single day, whether it's going down the highway and passing a car and having a wreck or whatever it might be. You ought to praise God that he's led you through the week. And, you know, when I come to church on Sunday, it's not the only day that I praise the Lord, but I appreciate him. This is the day the Lord has made. It's a wonderful day. It's a day that we can come and worship him, and we ought to be happy when we come to church. It ought to be a blessing that we have. And so many people, you invite them to come to church, and they seek to find an excuse not to come. You'd be surprised how many church people that I miss from being here, and you invite them, say, "Hey, I've been missing you at church." And all they come up with all kinds of excuses not to come. It reminds me of the man who had a great supper. And he went out and the Bible says he bade many to come. And he sent his servants out to ask people to come and call them to come. And one made an excuse and said, I bought a piece of ground, you see, and I need to go see that ground. Another one said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I've got to go test them, see if they're worth the money I paid for them, whatever. Another one said, I've married a wife, and I can't come. And all of those were just excuses that they had, you see. And if you think about those excuses, they're so lame. Folks, the really what people are saying today when they don't when they make an excuse is, I just don't want to go. I don't want to be in the Lord's house. Young lady, I heard her say one day, well, it's boring. She said, I don't like the things that go on. I don't like the music. It's just boring. And, you know, this and that. And I say, well, when you come with the wrong attitude, you see, it's going to be boring to you. But if you come to praise God and to give God the glory for the things that come into your life and the things that he does in our life and the people you come into contact with, you know, then you come with the right attitude. I come on Sunday morning expecting to be blessed. Man, I tell you what, you won't find any better music than what we have here. You won't find any better, well, teaching than we have here. And I'm not going to say a thing about the preaching, but, you know, I want to go. And on Wednesday night when we have our Bible studies, I'm so glad so many people come because it charges us up for the rest of the week, folks. And David said here, I was so glad when I had the opportunity. Today, we talked about in Sunday school, our desire in our lives nowadays is for other things. We build our lives around so many things that we put them before God. And when we do that, that's wrong in our lives. And you don't have to be lost to do that. You can be saved and put other things before God and be wrong about that. You know, there's so many people that on Sunday morning, they've got so many things to do that they can't come to worship God just for the 2 or 3 hours that we're here. And then back at night, someone asked me, why do we have such a problem getting our own members to come to church? And that was coming from someone that comes just on Sunday morning. And I wanted to say, well, they're all like you. But I'm so kind, you know, that I don't want to tell people. Our hearts are not committed to God. We must be committed. And like I said this morning, we're not going to have revival with the majority of our folks don't even have a desire to come to the Lord's house and give him the glory for the things, you know. Everybody, I know we can all give a testimony a while ago. Everybody has things in their life that the Lord has done this week. Little things, whether it's just a little thing or not, you ought to see God's hand in that. It's just, it's amazing to go back over your life. Someone was talking to me the other day. I was talking to someone and I said, you know, I try to go back and write down the things in my life that has blessed me. And I got pages full over there in my office. And I write about the experiences that I've had where God has moved in a mighty way in my life. And one day I told Zach, I said, when I'm dead and gone, I want you to put all those into the right order and write a book on that, on my life. And he said, Dad, I will. And I believe he will. And I've left it for him. And I think we ought to do that. Let them know, you know, how much you appreciate God in your life. And one way we can do that as a family is go to church together and worship together. You see, today we're too quick to find an excuse not to go. Now listen to this. The psalmist had a desire to go into the house of the Lord, and he was glad when someone said to him, "Let us go up." Psalm 27, verse 4. Listen to this. "One thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." You see, if you read on down to that sixth verse of that, you'll find the psalmist says, what David did when he went to the Lord's house. He said, "Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy, and I will sing, and I will sing praises to the Lord." He went to church with joy in his life to sing praises to the Lord. That's an opportunity that we have in this church. I was sitting there thinking, we don't know the words of some of those songs, and I wish it was up there, but you know, even if you don't, listen to the melody in your heart and just thank God for that. You know, the sacrifices of joy, he felt it was joy in going to the Lord's house. He loved the Lord's house, all about him. He got joy out of that. Folks, I don't see why we can't be joyful in the Lord's house. I don't want to think about anything. I don't want to think about any complaints. I just want to come here to worship God. You see, I think when we're people coming to the Lord's house, those complaints, those things, you know, we just come to worship the Lord. He loved the Lord's house. He loved the Lord's home. It was a place he could felt honored that he was there. And folks, I think it's an honor to be in the Lord's house on Sunday morning with your family, with your loved ones, you know, teaching them. It says here in the Word of God, "For a day in the court is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked." I'd rather be a doorkeeper than dwell in the tents of the wicked. Psalm 84, I was just looking through Psalms this week. I was down at the farm on Thursday night, and I couldn't sleep, so I had my little Bible out, the green Bible, and I was going through some of these Psalms, and I wasn't going to talk about this tonight. But I sat there at the house this evening, and the Lord said, "You know, you praised me all night. Why don't you tell the people how glad you were?" And I was so glad that even when you're alone, you're not alone, are you? With God, he's ever present in your life. And listen what a passage I found. Psalm 84:2. "My soul longeth, even it fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God." You see, David longed to be in the Lord's house because he felt like he needed God. And folks, we need God, don't we? Every single day, every way, we need God in our life. Psalm 42:1-2 says, "As the deer panteth for the water brooks, so my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?" Another said, "It is good for me to draw near to God." The reason we have a desire to go to the Lord's house is because, you know, we feel that he loved us so much, and I want to love him back. Those that feel like they don't have no desire, they do not love God. They do not have that desire in God. Our everything about us ought to just swell up inside of us singing praises to him, and that is a blessing that we have. David got a blessing out of going to the Lord's house. You see, everyone who goes needs to go in that right spirit for the right purposes. Just to praise God tonight. Lift him up. He says, if I be lifted up, what? I will draw men to me. When we go places and we don't feel the joy in our life, we don't feel like God has moved in our life, then we're not going to let that joy come forth, are we? You know, but when we go to church, I believe when we love to go to church, when we have fellowship one with another, when we love one another, that love is going to overflow to other people. Psalm 84 says, blessed are they that dwell in the house, they will still praise thee. Those that bless God will praise thee. And he's planted us here in the house of the Lord, and will flourish in his courts. Oh, they shall bring forth fruit in their old age. Have you ever thought about that? The more we love God, seems like the older we get, the closer we get to God, the more we just want to draw near to him, don't we? Oh, and they shall be flourishing. Many problems. Well, we have problems, don't we? Many problems will be lifted right here in this church. If you go in on Sunday morning and you hear the beautiful music, those problems seem to just fade away, don't they? You know, if you praise God, if you pray to God, those burdens are lifted. They're lifted. And if you don't go to church and get with friends that love you, man, when Teddy brought that little girl's name up, I thought to myself, let's pray for her right now. And oh, what I'd give just to be sitting there beside her and say, hey, you know, let's praise God. Let's praise God over this situation. Let's give God glory in this situation. I don't know if she's saved or not, but I think our lives ought to reflect that and let them know, listen, young lady, no matter what happens, God is still on his throne, and he still loves you. You see, he still wants you to love him back. The writer was confronted with a great problem in the 73rd Psalm, and he said, the solution can't be found until I went into the house of the Lord. Listen, into the sanctuary of God, then I understood the end. Only when I went into the sanctuary of God, I understood. Thy ways, O God, is the sanctuary. The house of the Lord is a place of fellowship where God's people meet the Lord and meet each other. Man, many people can't go to church. I realize that. There's some of our people that are shut in. And let me say something about our shut-ins. We have people that are shut in. Go by and see them. If you can't do nothing else but come on Wednesday to the, visitation, you go, we'll have names out here. You go see somebody that's out of your Sunday school class or that you know of that's shut in now, or go to the nursing home. It only takes just 15 minutes to walk in there and grab them by the hand and say something to them and then pray with them. You see, it will lift them up from where they, you know, have to be all week long. And not only will it lift them up, it will lift you up because you've done what God has asked you to do. You see, God's people, you know, you can hear it over television. You can hear it over the radio, and I guess those are great missions for some, but it's not like coming to the Lord's house. It's not like being able to talk with your friends and have fellowship with your friends. You know, it's just there's a time and a place. And man, I just love to come into God's house. It's a place, not only that, God's house is where you hear the Word of God. It's where you get motivated for the week. The house of God, listen to 1 Timothy 3:15, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. It is in the house of God that the Lord gives instructions for his people how to live. We're living in a day and a time that I thought I would never see. When people think more, you know, I don't know if Ron and I went to Chattanooga, Tennessee. I don't know why we was up there. We was up there on a convention, I think. We stopped there on vacation or somewhere. And we went into this, what is it? Aquarium. Big. We went in to see all the, it was an aquarium, but anyhow, a giant. What'd you say? Well, it probably was somebody else. It'll come to me about 12 o'clock tonight. I'll be awake and I'll be saying, you know, that's what that was. But anyhow, we went in and we was walking through there, and I was standing there. Seemed like we had our kids with us. But anyhow, they had turtles in there, and it was up on a log, and I said, man, I was telling Eric or somebody, I said, man, when I was a kid, I loved to shoot them things off a log. I spent many a day shooting them things off a log. How many done that? Oh, yeah, man, somebody honest. You know what? Man, the lady behind me jumped me, and she chewed me out one end to the other. She said, I can't imagine someone wanting to kill one of them little old turtles. They are protected here in Tennessee. And I said, that's why I'm glad I'm Texas. And I thought the other day, lady, that lady would probably see a baby murdered before that turtle. That's how far our nation has drifted. No wonder people don't want to go to church anymore. That's where they hear the truth of the gospel. And they don't want to hear the truth. They'd rather walk in darkness. And folks, I tell you what, I am glad I can come to the Lord's house and bring my family and praise Him for what He's done in our life. It's a place of fellowship here. I hear they're having fun on Friday night. You know, Baptist eat, that's all right. It's a place of instruction. Man, if you're not coming on Sunday morning to Bible study, you're missing a blessing. I'm going to have to get me a bigger chair because that just kills my back in there. But I love to come and hear Brother Perry. I love to come on Wednesday night and hear our Bible teaching. I just like to learn more of the Word. You know, no matter how long you preach it, no matter how you read it, you still learn from it every single day. It's just like that. How do you leave the house of God? Well, you leave it. It's important how you leave it. You need to leave it right as it is when you go in there. You leave it a blessing, and you give a blessing to others when you go out of here. You know, I think about it. Did the Word make me a better person today? Did I listen to it? And did it make me a better person with the way I live? Am I a better person for someone else around, being around someone else? Am I inspired to help someone else along life's way? You see, the greater things that you do for others, I believe, the better you'll love life, the more you can help someone else on the way. Whether it's buying them a meal at a restaurant or just sitting down and talking to them about Christ at the restaurant or, you know, whatever you do, you ought to take a good look at your life. I come to church and I'm inspired to go out and tell others about Christ. And then also, I have to be inspected. I inspect myself to see if I'm doing what God wants me to do in my life. That's important. A spiritual checkup in our life. Do I love things more than I love God? We talked about that, the love of the world today, and the flesh, and the things of the flesh and the world. If you love them better than you love God, Can you take those things that you have and get rid of them? See, are they more precious than somebody's life? I don't think so. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." It brings joy to our heart when the meeting's here. You see, and when you dread to go to the Lord's house, maybe something's wrong with the way you're living. Maybe something's wrong with your heart. I believe if our heart's right with God, man, you're going to get it right, and you're going to be right with everybody else. Please, check your life and see where you're at tonight. See what you're going to do this week. You know, be here for the things of God. Be here for the revival. Be here for the prayer meetings. I guarantee you, if you start now asking God, "Lord, let me get my life right." When you are asked to go to a prayer meeting, when you're asked to do something, it's going to be a joy. It's going to be a joy. Because you've already prepared your heart for that. Now, if you're not preparing your heart, you're going to try to find an excuse. That's just the way it goes. David said, "I was glad. I was glad." You know, they asked me to do words of wisdom for our graduating class, and I was sitting over there this evening looking for words of wisdom. The whole Bible is full of wisdom, and I was thinking, somebody, if I read out of the Bible, they're probably going to get mad. But I'm going to read out of the Bible anyhow. Because the wisdom that we need comes right here. "I got 8 minutes," they told me. So they're going to have an 8-minute sermon on words of wisdom. And folks, I think this would be great. "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the paths of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And he meditates on his word day and night. Then he shall be like a tree," man, "planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth fruit in season and out of season. Whoever leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." Now that's words of wisdom, folks. The ungodly are not so, the Bible says. They're like the chaff which the wind drives. "Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of righteousness, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." There's a sermon there to all of those students graduating. Man, I tell you what, the things that of God, I could get up here and say something funny, but they'll forget it. But if you preach Jesus and the Holy Spirit is moving, oh, they'll never forget God's wisdom. And folks, that's what the Lord's house is all about. Coming here, praising Him, honoring Him, letting His word speak to our heart, that we might go away from here better than what we came in. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the Bible. And Lord, it's always a joy to come and speak to people. It's always a joy to see how you change lives and the opportunity we have to pray for one another and lift one another up. And Lord, just to hear the testimonies, it's always a blessing. Lord, if there's someone here tonight that needs to get their life right, we never know, but you do. And you know that speaking, the Holy Spirit has spoke. So let them make the decision, and Lord, we'll give you the praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen.